When I have been one with Father, everything is beautiful. And whatever any of the children wish to create, whether it's sorrow or war or pestilence, it's all perfect. And that's inconceivable from the finite perspective. And yet it's true. The understanding of Father's love to be so complete that there is no worst, there is no horrible, there is no death. And so how can it be that when someone creates a little play, a little movie, and they call it life, come and see my movie. So we go into life and experience their movie with them, just like going to a theater. So I was thinking about all of the perspectives, an almost dizzying array of perspectives from which one could look at that. Probably the foremost being, why have it in the first place? Why would we ever want to create such a film, such a drama, much less participate in it, that includes such things? Would it be for contrast? Why would you need contrast if you already know God and you know pure love and pure compassion? No conditions, just absolute love. The children of God did these things in order to understand who and what they are, to truly know that you are God's child might require, to a certain degree, exploring the potential that you are given as his child. And so, as we realize that we have these potentials laid out before us, like some sort of grand smorgasbord, and we could pick any potential we wished, and as much of it as we wished, I suspect that began the process of exploring creating, or creation. So as we delighted in the potential that we were discovering within our own grasp, we began to move into these creations more and more, until we found ourselves seated in the theater of life. I remember being in consciousness with Father and knowing as Father knows. I knew all those things. I didn't have to leave Father and go into that film, that movie theater. I knew it. I knew all of it. The difference was, none of it impacted me as less than pure love. And that is the consciousness that I'm seeking. Having that knowing while I'm yet here.